no secret that the you know, the cost of doing business now is making life very difficult for people in the hospitality and tourism industry. There's pressing challenges with the implications of the longer term sustainability of the industry. So these are obviously coming around because of the exceptionally high costs of doing business and the pressures on consumer finances. So certainly there is challenges facing our industry at the moment.
And Aisling, what are just some of the roles that the local authority have in supporting the industry as well?
Well, I suppose from our point of view, we're asking for three things, essentially. We're looking for greater collaboration with the tourism sector and community-based tourism. And that, essentially, in our ask there, we're looking for a 12-month, year-round plan to be made. We've got festival season and summer season ahead. It's very important to look at the shoulder season for our industry, and I feel that there's huge opportunity and benefits to come from this by looking at collaborations with, you know, the likes of the state agency and industry bodies, and we can develop tourism year-round rather than just looking at the peak season. We're offering jobs, but we've nowhere to house these people. So then it's leaving, you know, a problem on both sides. These people aren't able to take the role in our region here, and we're left then with a skills shortage as well. So we're looking for innovative ways from these candidates, the elected candidates, to come up with initiatives to resolve this issue for us, because it's becoming a huge problem here.